Blog Talk Radio.
Just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
It's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Everybody
party and
have a good time.
But we tortured some
folks. Hitler had plans.
See through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Holy shit, man. That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mat, put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate.
Chronicle.su, Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by the one and only Weeble Stroker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful and life-enhancing products as the Panoptosphere, Terror Max, and the Terror Block Synthetic, which they're working out in the courts right now. But this just in, the end of the universe is fast approaching. Stay tuned to learn what new tech young shoppers are buying. And let's turn our attention now to Kilgore, who is coming day and night. Billy, I'm high on weed. Am I going to die?
No, right now your brain's in the pipe, man. And that means it's firing on all cylinders, full throttle, right down the highway, no curves, no bumps.
We're just shooting straight on down there like a fucking casket through the Alphaverse.
And you get a nice motherfucking dose of that Terramax and sticks on that horizon just right.
You get it ripping through your bloodstream.
And you'll be in the horizon. Like, with every moment, you'll be thrust into the horizon.
You'll be in the pipe, in the horizon, thrusting on it, just bounding across horizon after horizon.
You are the horizon. That's when you start orbiting. You rip off the gravity of the Earth.
Every new moment, you're in a new horizon. And this is, and it kills you faster. That's what Terramax, they're pushing it to the extra strength now. And this is what people are saying happens.
Yeah, they call it Terramax PM because, you know, you got to be there at the sunset constantly.
Funny. In Notepad, why does Control Delete make a little empty box instead of deleting the whole word?
Well, let's ask Google.
Do you ever use Notepad?
Yeah.
Do you use Control Delete when you want to delete a whole word?
Control Backspace.
Backspace. Did I say delete like on a Mac board? What a fag. I'm a Mac fag. So what do you think? Are you going to buy the new Macintosh when it comes out?
Yeah. It's my favorite operating system.
I like it for the games.
I like it for its word processing capabilities.
You really owe that to the keyboard, I think. That flat keyboard. That's where computers really hit their zenith, is when they stop contouring the keys altogether.
Who wants the feel of a button, you know? Who even wants a button? You just want a touch screen. What if you had a keyboard that was just a touch screen? Wouldn't that be so better? So much better.
Every key is just a screen.
Just a big flat screen for your keyboard. And you could like press a button and it would start playing videos, and then you couldn't type at all.
And you have no control. So you have to watch the ad.
Just like, you know, and it would be so, for gaming, you'd have such fast response, you know, with those buttons you don't even have to click.
You just roll your palm over it in a circular motion. And that's the same as pressing W. You just lay the tip of your cock on it and slide it across the keyboard, and wherever your pre-cum goes, that's the space bar.
You know, I've had a real trouble with this touchpad.
The one that you bought last year.
Yeah. It's just locked. It's locked.
Can you not make a new, put a new operating system on it?
I don't know how. I might be able to.
If you can slide in SD, dude, why the fuck are we talking about this?
Why not?
If you could slide an SD card up in it with the operating system on it, then you could flash the fucking OS onto it.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can because it's totally locked down.
It won't even power on?
No.
Did you try turning it off and back on again?
Yeah.
Someone sent me a check for $29 because I turned 29.
That's nice, man.
Yeah. But it's just sitting here. I haven't spent it.
You got any big plans for it?
I think I've already spent it on fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. I don't like to think about that stuff.
Oh.
No, actually,
that's
eating really
good. That's eating good out there in the mountains.
Yeah. I get my oats even when I eat the beef.
Yeah.
And
soybean, mostly soybean. And when you eat that beef, it's like 70% soy, you know?
You know? We should, I was fucking writing some jokes earlier. I got some jokes I'll read later. It's actually just one joke.
Oh, no.
Well, just some jokes. You've been writing any jokes?
Yeah, I wrote one just today.
Well, have it ready at the end of the show, and we'll go to them. Did you hear about Hillary Clinton chilling in Cedar Rapids?
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard she was really so down to earth it fucking killed like three people who watched the video.
People actually that were in the area said that she almost appeared human. And then you know how chameleons, it's kind of like looking at DuPont paint where from one color it's blue and from the other color it's green. They were standing just at that angle.
Yeah. It was like a mirage or a, what do they call it? It's like magicians do it to make you think they look like something else that they aren't.
Wait, what did you say?
Not a mirage. I'm not thinking, I can't think of the word, you know.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
She sounds like Jamie Jo Korn.
I'm just chilling. The mom voice. This is mom doing the thing that Chelsea and Tommy Abbott do. This.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
That's the voice of somebody that's had a camera stuck in their face and they have to say something.
She wasn't chilling. She was literally doing a film shoot and tweeting constantly and working as hard as, like, it's just a lie. It's just plain lie.
An aide walked up to her with the smartphone in his hand with that shit pre-installed and, like, ready to shoot. He goes, "Okay, Miss Clinton, say the thing.
It's time for you to chill out, Miss Clinton."
Say the thing into this thing, and then you can go do
she
your...
She probably did, like, 10 takes, and on the 10th, they were like, "Well, that kind of sounds chill."
What we got was actually them all merged into a single video file.
So they got this technology now where they can merge multiple videos and maximize the chillness.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
And that's what we got from it. It really works. That's the Weeble Joker technology, by the way. Dr. Troubadour himself spearheaded the whole project. Except...
he doesn't give a fuck, though.
Well, he used his cock. And the project was actually a hooker. Bought from Chronicle.su money. But that wasn't bad. You know?
No.
We laughed it off. That's what a faithful Terramax will get you. He had his snoot all up in the Terramax that night.
Yeah, when you start grinding it up and fucking stacking them, you know, it's trouble.
When you're
but he can handle it. He can handle it. He'll do it hard. He'll fucking inject that shit.
He was on Red Bull and Benadryl that day, too.
Well, that's just baseline. That's how he maintains his metabolism. A healthy young rate. Keeps his mind sharp.
We should, maybe we should call Assert MacFax and see if she picks up. Because she said that she was going to do the show tonight. Do you want to call her?
I'm not the trigger figure.
I'll call her.
You call her.
I don't know if she call her Skype or mobile. But what's the difference? Doesn't your GChat phone number go to your cell phone?
I don't know. If you set it up, that'd do that.
You catch the big game tonight? Did you see that interception during the Clemson game?
No. I don't want to hear about it either. What happened, though?
Bill Barnburner.
Did it, like, make everybody stand up and screech?
It was a blackout. No, I think that was another game. Fuck, I don't know, man. It was a great interception right at the goal line.
And a score?
Major score. Everybody was getting laid. And the coach walked out on the field after this. And, he sucked the guy's dick for catching the ball. It was a real show of, there we go.
Get a dollop of Daisy.
Will she answer?
Hello?
That's her, MacFax. What's up? You're on Chronicle.su Hate Radio.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
It's good. We're live. Are you busy?
I am not busy. I'm just surprised to see Washington, D.C. calling so late. Straight from the White House, I imagine.
Well, we're in the East Wing, but yeah.
We're routing it through the Pentagon, technically. But that's in Virginia.
Yeah.
It was funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, so how's the show going? You guys kicking ass?
I don't know. We told some jokes earlier, and we got more jokes to come.
Some real pipey jokes?
We were in the pipe earlier.
Oh, no kidding.
Billy and I realized that I'm so stoned right now that the show, it might actually be going really bad, but it's going really well.
I mean, that makes sense. That's fair.
He said, and he assured me that I'm not going to die. You remember that, Kilgore?
Well, we are flying towards the horizon at near the speed of light.
And so that was reassuring.
Yeah, that's good. My mom texted me this morning and was like, there's tsunamis coming your way. And I look and there's like 1 foot wave hitting the ocean. I'm like, Mom, okay. Mom, I'm alive.
You survived the earthquake.
I survived. Yeah. I'm a survivor.
How will you ever rebound from this?
I mean, I walked through blood and battered bones of the chilling earthquake of 2015.
They really canceled it, though. They canceled it, though. They said the tsunami isn't happening.
Oh, they never mind that. I was actually on an airplane all day. So.
Did you see it from space?
We got so high that I saw it from space. Far from Pluto, man.
We were looking at Vic Livingston videos last night.
She has videos? Holy shit.
Yeah, and oh, that's the sound we should have put on the show tonight.
He's a talker.
And
he's gone gray a little bit. I mean, he believes that one of the Yahoo failed upload domains is used to indicate that you suck at computers and can't upload a video to YouTube is a Lockheed Martin cyber weapon, which could be true.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't know how to use the upload. He doesn't trust Flash. Lockheed Martin must be behind it.
You guys are psyoping him right now.
Yeah, I'll send you this video.
Quit psyoping him, man.
Well,
cool.
He's right not to trust Adobe, so good on Vic.
That is good on Vic. Vic knows what's up. And we're helping him out.
Yeah, the Vicster.
They ruined his career. We're the only shot he's got.
We're the only ones still giving him an outlet.
We're going to bring him back up. We're going to put him back into the mainstream. Front lines at the X Games in 2016, where Hillary Clinton is scheduled to make an appearance.
Front lines at the X Games.
She's gonna like tweet from it or something. You ever heard this Hillary Clinton thing?
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Doesn't she sound so personable?
She sounds windswept.
They didn't even cover the microphone.
Yeah, she was out on the Cedar Creek, right?
Just like the Whalers.
She's Cedar Rapids. She's watching the Whitecaps come in.
She was stoned as fuck on Terra Max too. That's what she sounds like. She's just amped up.
I think she lives though. That's what I heard.
She's alive.
I don't know, Billy. Well, you're the expert tonight on
Is Hillary alive?
Yeah.
Well, if being a lizard person counts as life, then yeah.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay, he's changed his Twitter from 55 to 50. I just noticed that.
Really?
You remember how it used to be Scrivener 55?
Yeah.
Now he's Scrivener 50.
So he's aging in reverse, like Benjamin Button.
Do you think
we should register 55?
Oh, no.
Twitter account. A evil Joker puppet.
We totally have to steal it.
Vic Livingston said we could have this account.
If we don't take it, I'm going to be upset.
I'm getting it right now.
You don't want me to be upset about Twitter.
You're right, it doesn't exist. So it's ours now.
You know, sometimes I'm really having trouble sleeping at night, and I wish that some kind of Rocky Martin weapon would force sleep me. Like it would just put me down. Yeah.
Just knock me out.
You would skip straight to REM sleep. You'd have good dreams. But nightmares that you couldn't control.
You know, I was thinking about today while I was reading at work the Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch. And there's this hell where it's like a lucid dream that you can't get out of, that there's this kind of menacing force who really ultimately has the last word on the world that you're lucid dreaming in. And it sounded a lot like melanin, you know?
Yeah.
Taking melanin.
Where you're just
totally
falling asleep, but you're still having these crazy freaking dreams, and you could wake up if you wanted to, but you don't.
I told Hatecheck about this terrible dream I had the other night, the dystopian world in which RVers, cars would get impounded, and then I woke up in my RV and everything was rearranged, right? And so I get out, I'm disoriented, and I walk into this building, and there's all these, it's this really posh hotel kind of scene, and there's a bunch of people who live in RVs that had their RVs impounded sitting at like a table at a bar. And they're all getting free drinks and they're enjoying it. They're like, why don't you come have a drink? I'm like, no, like, our shit's got impounded. What is this? And then this lady comes up who's like a documentarian. Or not even documentarian, kind of like a reality show. Like, they wanted to, like, real life RVers, you know? And then they, like, trashed our RVs and stuff.
True life, I'm the RV person.
It was really weird just because, like, everyone was like, hey, we have, like, a posh motel, hotel, bar, like, free drink. It's cool if they take our home.
It's like Schindler's List and that and The Shining, where they're just sitting around drinking, and he's like, hey, this is all right. I can handle this. But then it's like Schindler's List because the Gestapo's in there tearing up your goddamn RV.
Yeah, they're, like, planting drugs and, like, doing all this, like crazy stuff. Like, go back to my RV. Yeah, like look at this squalor that they live in. And, like, there's, like, drugs and needles and all this stuff. And I'm, like, I think I woke up at that point, but I was in a cold sweat.
They were good guys, though. Just doing
their good enough fellas. I mean, government is good enough to give them money.
Just following orders. I've got some jokes written today. Well, no, just one joke because the other one's not done. You guys want to hear it?
I worked on a few today, but they're currently unfinished.
We'll see what happens here. How did Darth? It's a Star Wars joke because the new Star Wars is coming out, you know?
Oh, that's a good
by
one.
By Disney.
Good one.
I laugh.
It's really by Disney?
Yeah.
Because they own them?
Yeah.
Darth Vader compliment the Jedi rapist potential.
How?
Impressive.
The Force is strong with this one. Because it's a rape joke.
I like forcing.
Yeah, the Force is strong with this one. Force is underlined.
Wow, trigger warning, please.
It's one of my tricks of the trade, triggering sex abuse victims.
Triggering via Star Wars jokes.
That's how you lure the kids.
Yeah.
because I got Star Wars. Oh, and a rape joke.
Helped a friend move into a new house today. And as we were going through the new house, one of our other guys who was helping, he starts making this joke. He's like, hey, first you could jack off in this room, then you could jack off in that room. And then we get to the living room, and it's got this big window facing out to the street in front of this park. And it's like, yeah, and then you can jack off in front of that window on a popular day in the park with a bunch of kids.
Like, yeah, you could do that.
Legally, yes.
No, legally, that's not legal. You can't just stand in your window jacking off.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. That's no. You don't have a reason to expect.
Depends what county you live in, really.
That's why they want asshurt off Fight Street.
Yeah. That's why they want me in the RV games. The hunger RV
down there
games.
On the street masturbating in plain sight.
When you're jerking off through your window on your RV and staring people down. When they run off and call the cops, you can just start it up and drive off. You know, it's pretty easy, right?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
How about that excellent overpowering gain on Belly's microphone? It's loud. And you're clipping.
Cool.
You sound like a rock star. You could really, if you could play your banjo for us or something right now, it would sound really cool. Do you have it nearby?
I got a guitar with like a...
Can you put the guitar inside the hollow body as like a pickup?
Yeah, sure.
Put the phone in there.
Oh, this is sounding good already.
Very lo-fi.
That's for the freaking highway.
Didn't it sound?
That was wonderful.
Yeah, it really does. That microphone, whatever's wrong with it, is perfect for it's a guitar.
Yeah. I'd really like you to exploit that flaw.
Yeah, keep doing
again.
It.
Again, maybe in the future, you know.
Yeah.
I'll raise you a day.
And then we'll go, we'll go out on it one night, too. That'll be cool. Well, that's all the time we have. I'm HateSec. This is Asshurt MacFags and Kilgore Trout of thechronicle.su. You're listening to Hate Radio, and go fuck yourselves. Good night.
Barcode Library of Congress, moto finish, photo finish, cannon, shoot me out the cannon, gun blaster, cut faster, muevelo, ven pa' acá, oh my god, it's so high, I
andale, andale, epa, epa, fastest rolling checker components. Andale, andale, epa, arriva, Nina, pinta, Santa Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, cheese, bread, sauce, pizzeria, Carlos Santana, Jewel Santana, bananas. Young Money, Hannah Montana, Tony Montana, Sony brand cameras, Canon, Canon, shoot me out the cannon, gun blaster, cuss faster, baby, cuss baskets, no speaking Spanish, no speaking English, freak, speaking speeches, people in the street, even chicken and meat, people leaning forward with a knife and a fork. Yeah, what's really good? What's really cool? What's really good? Yeah, what's really good? What's really food? What's really good?
Bridge that gap, emerging markets, we've got gas. We've got McDonald's, we've got cash. We've got weapons, we stay strapped. We've got Benetton, Nike, Louis Vuitton. We get high speed, we've got space rates. We are space rates, we need an update. Open, safe, medicine, science, medicine, wildin'. Bridge that gap like we're going to an island. Hard times, hard crimes, we stay smiling. We've got brown skin, we've got brown ends. We in town, man, we own towns, man. People in the streets eating chicken and meat. People eating bacon all across the nation. People eating bacon all across the nation. People in the street eating chicken and meat. People eating bacon all across the nation. People eating bacon all across the nation.
Yeah, yeah, man, gap, yeah, man, telling you banana, black Republican, stack the duck, man, guap, man, guap, man, go, man, stop, man, cool, man, cop, man, dingo, bingo, name, old game, so fake, gold chain, bro, so insane, your scarecrow brain, your black cop, black cop, black cop, black cop, black cop, you don't even get paid a whole lot, you don't even get paid a whole lot. Finna buy me a spaceship. Space race, man, that's space racist. Overseer, 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 officer, 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 officer. Why you wanna put me in a coffin, sir? Why you wanna put me in a coffin, sir? Watch the gap, mind the gap, fall into the gap. Yup, watch the gap, mind the gap, fall into the gap. Yup, stack duck is banana republic. Which one's Dominican? Wait, who's the Indian? Who you callin' pickaninny? Beat it like a chicken wing. Yup, yup, beat it like a chicken wing. Eating chicken and meat. People in the street 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 eating chicken and meat.